Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. Yep, text roulette.
Let's go.
What can we help you solve today? Something going on in your life? 414-432-1099. That's the Siding Unlimited text line. Again, 414-432-1099. After you hear the text, we're going to pick in roulette here. We're going to spin the wheel. You can also offer up your advice to that same number. You can call it or text 414-432-1099. You ready to spin the wheel, Elizabeth?
Yes. When we last played this, we were answering the question of why do you play the same songs all the time on the mix?
Oh, we did answer
and,
that.
And we answered that. We'll answer just about anything. I mean, really, send your message.
Grab the wheel.
Spin
here
it.
Here we go.
15.
Number 15. This is going to be easy. Page one. One, two, three, four, five. Hold on. Ooh, this is kind of a longer text. Both of their numbers asking me out. Okay. Okay. Here you go, mixed family. Need your help with this one. The texter says, I've had two guys ask me out at the same time, and I don't know how to answer them.
Oh.
I was at a bar when this happened, and I got both of their numbers. I told them I'd text them when I decided. This is the first time anyone has ever done this, just asking me out entirely. But how do I answer these guys who have texted or who have asked me out? That's what the text is today. So it's a little bit longer, but you know what? You can help out.
Go on a date with each one.
You do?
Yes.
No, you got to pick one.
Why? I don't know if they know each other or not.
No, you just got to pick one. You don't sit there and say, I'm going to try you and I'm going to try you.
Have you ever watched The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
Oh, okay, that's a little bit
it's
more than
two. It's just a date. A date doesn't mean anything more than that. It doesn't have to be any more than that. Just go on a date and then find out. If she's already torn between, it tells me she doesn't have enough information about either guy to make a decision. Hmm. So start texting, have a conversation with them. Who knows? They might use the wrong form of their and you'll be totally turned off and say, all right, this is an idiot. I'm not dating this person.
Not the person I want to date. Right, yeah. Well, the texter does say, I told them I'd text them when I decided. So now the two dudes are up in the air going, okay, I'll wait. But, you know, guys will be impatient and sit there and go, well, then forget it.
Go ahead and wait both of them.
If I have to wait, must mean that, you know, you're probably into the other dude over me, so forget it. Then one's going to be out.
I don't know that they know about each other yet. We had a similar text roulette question like this of someone that is now currently dating two guys. That's different. You are with both these guys. You know a little bit about them. This, you don't know anything about them. So explore it. Explore it until you have your answer.
We're going to have to keep up with this texter, too.
Text them both.
But we need to know from you what we should tell this texter.
I think you should text each of them separately, of course. Don't put this on a text thread. Hey, guys.
Hey, you two.
And the response should
be,
would love to get together. Excited to have some fun. Keep it vague. What do you want to do?
There has to be some sort of, you got to lean one way or the other.
Why?
You're not both sitting there going, ooh, they're neck and neck. There's no way. There's got to be one that you go,
have you seen The Bachelor and Bachelorette? But why? Why do they have to pick? You're not even in a relationship with either of them right now.
No,
and you keeping it vague to say, excited to have some fun. It's saying, You could go on that date and feel like, oh, you're more like a friend. You could go on that date and feel that you wanted to be romantic. Are you having fun? Fine.
Are you going to tell the other dude that this is what you're doing? That it's a competition? It's almost like it's a competition.
No,
it's
I don't think
good.
You need to say anything to them yet. You don't know them yet. Frankly, they're strangers right now.
I think you should maybe...
don't even know if you have any feelings or chemistry with these people. That's why you need to go on a date with both of them.
The texter should maybe, do those late nights... text back and forth. If they get flirty, you can kind of learn about that person. And then if not, you go, okay, well, thanks, but no thanks. I don't think you need to go on two dates. That's a waste of time.
This is
You'll be able to figure it out.
This is not unknown. My friend Anna, who was divorced later in life and was in her 50s going on dates. There was one weekend where she went on four different dates. Four dates. Because she was trying to find the one. She finally did. And she's married now to JP and all is exciting and well. But she went on multiple dates because she was how else are you going to find the one if you don't try? If you don't take a couple samples.
As a dad of two daughters, I would say find out who makes the most money. And go with them. All right. 414-432-1099. That's the Siding Unlimited text line. What should this texter do? I've had two guys ask me out at the same time. I don't know how to answer them. I was at a bar when it happened, and I got both their numbers, told them I'd text when I decided.
Let me ask you another question.
What should they do?
So we're assuming this is a girl. We don't know if this is a female. What if this was a guy? What if this was your son, Noah? What advice would you have? I mean, I know Noah isn't into guys, but I'm saying, like, what advice would you have if it was a guy?
Why would you have to
I would have the same advice.
Why would you have to go out with someone to see if there's chemistry? Maybe you can probably tell through texting and through those feelings. And plus,
look,
they asked
may
this
know
person
by
out.
Texting. They may find out from texting, yeah, you're not for me, like
exactly.
I mentioned earlier.
Right. Then you don't have to waste your time going
they
out.
They use the word ain't, you're out.
414-432-1099. Text roulette. Packer fan Tiffany. What do you think?
Yeah.
Hey.
What do you think this person should do? Now, they did say, I told them I'd text them when I decided. It's the first time anyone has ever done this. So it's almost like when it rains, it pours. Wow, I've never been asked out. Oh, boom, boom.
I agree with Elizabeth. I think she should go out with each of the guys because, like Elizabeth said, she met him in a bar, so she doesn't really know much about these guys. So by going on a date, she'll be able to figure them out a little more, figure out if she wants to date either of them at all.
Yes.
So they need to go out. Got to go out and see if there's
look,
if there's a spark
if
there.
If you're just looking at the items on the menu, you're not going to know what you want unless you get a little sample. You might see the description, but if you're unsure, you got to try it.
Yeah, it's very expensive, though, if you order two plates.
The date will hopefully be contributing to this.
You can always return one of the plates.
You could say, I'm sorry, y'all, the chef got this one wrong. Send it back.
Right, yeah. Packer fan Tiffany, you know what? A lot of our mixed family texting in pretty much the same thing. Agree with Elizabeth. Go on a date with each. See if there's anything there with either chemistry-wise. That's a Lynette in Racine. She's like you, Packer fan Tiffany. She loves joining the show and giving advice. I think that's awesome.
Look,
that you guys
I'm
like to join the family.
Thank you so much, Packer fan Tiffany, for calling in. And thanks, Lynette, for texting in. But I'm looking here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's still texts coming in right now that are saying, go on a date with both of them. And here's another text that said, good morning. It's called playing the field. Go out with both of them. Susan, she sent the message in. Here's another one. Go on the dates. A girl needs to eat. If nothing else, maybe you'll gain a new friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. A girl needs to eat. Yeah,
you need
I get a free
to
meal
date them
one.
Both to see who you have chemistry with.
It's called playing the field.
And
well,
also,
both of them.
Consider yourself super lucky that you've got two options here. Not a lot of people even have one option.
And I think, you know what, to kind of put this in a nutshell here, I think the texter was saying, look, this has never happened to me before. So we've got two guys asking me out at the same time. This has never happened. So what do I do in this situation? I think that's the gist of the text, too.
Well, and I'm hoping that this texter will respond with the question that we brought up earlier. And one of you asked this right now. I'm seeing this text come through. It would be really interesting, however, if both of the people that asked this person out were friends.
Oh.
Do they know each other? Now, maybe that's why she's feeling like I need to pick.
Maybe. Maybe that's why. We didn't need to get some background on this situation.
I mean, that is a whole wrinkle in the dating situation if they know each other.
Or it might be good for her. Because you know how competitive guys get?
Oh my gosh.
Boom.
Radar, if they know each other, you guys, this is what needs to happen. It just came to me. Let's say they do know each other, okay, and they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Bachelor and Bachelorette. They would have those dates where they would go out with two people. And at the end of the date, one person gets bounced and one person gets the rose.
Yeah, but that person who gets bounced is like, oh.
Throw it out there.
You feel bad for that guy.
Maybe throw it out there and say, hey, you guys want to go out together? Radar, when you met your wife, Jess.
Are you kidding
me? When you met your wife, Jess.
Yeah, yeah.
Your buddy,
my buddy
was
Ross,
asking you
to
be the wingman for him.
And?
So you both liked her. How yeah. did that shake out?
Yeah, exactly. Because I was actually the one who called my wife, Jess, or my soon-to-be wife, Jess. And we got to talk and hit it off really well and left him out in the dark. So maybe she goes out with one of them. Maybe that same thing will happen.
Maybe that's the next step. She needs a phone call. Forget the texting. Call one of them and just say, hey, can we just chat on the phone for a bit?
Get a little bit of background. See what happens.
No, that's assuming if they know each other. We've given this texter now two scenarios because we only know the information you give us when you send these questions into text roulette.
We need to find out. We need to text this person back and say, look, here's what we talked about.
Do the people know each other?
Yeah. Do they know each other? Give us some background. Let us know what you're going to do.
Okay. I'm texting them right now.
Good deal.
Hopefully they'll give us a message back and
if they're
we'll
not
find
able,
out.
If they're at work and not able to listen after they texted this morning, maybe we'll send you the audio and you can listen to this whole thing. You can listen to Packer fan Tiffany calling in, Lynette and Racine and everybody else in our mixed family who have texted in for text roulette.
The plot thickens.
It has blown up big time.
Because we've heard back from them, and they have confirmed that the two guys do not know each other, So we all agreed. Then go out with both of them.
Yeah, you convinced me, too. I was like, you got to pick one, but no, go ahead and go out with both of them.
Here's why the plot thickens. Because last week, we read one of your questions on text roulette from a woman that said she is dating both men.
Oh, wow.
And doesn't know if she needs to choose. Mm-hmm. And we were saying, go out, have fun. Well, that listener is listening right now. And said, I am the lady dating two guys from the other day. I met them online at the same time. Similar to Elizabeth's friend, a story I told earlier, I too was married a very long time and I'm a little older. Both asked me out at the same time and I went on a date with both. Now I like them both. Never even thought this was a possibility. But I followed up and I said, whoa, though.
Slow down, yeah.
Do you regret dating them both? What's your advice for the person who texted in this morning?
Okay, did this person...
And are you wanting to pick between them or keep dating them both?
Did she text back?
They texted back.
Okay, all right.
I am still dating both, and I am more confused than ever.
Oh, no!
Their advice to the listener when we said, hey, date both of them and see which one you like.
Right.
This mixed listener is saying to them, I say go for it.
But
only live once.
She still says
you have to get to know them to make an informed decision.
But if she's confused, why would you want to do that? Wouldn't you want to go a different route?
Because she's more confused than ever. I'm dating two guys right now. She is more confused than ever, but she's having fun.
Look, she doesn't know who to pick.
If you're having fun.
That's what she means.
Sheryl Crow.
All I want to do
is have some fun. Yes. And if it makes you happy, we could quote all these Sheryl Crow songs. If it makes you happy, it must not be that bad. So we're going to hopefully get a follow up from the mixed listener this morning that is saying, all right, do I text the guys back and go on a date with each of them?
Well,
yes, you do.
Yes, because
you
the lady who we talked to already.
Once. Mm-hmm. Yep. The woman that said she's dating both of them. She's confused. So know that might happen.
But she's still dating.
Yeah. You got to take it for a test ride and do some research before you buy the car.
Vroom, vroom. Your texts are still coming in for today's text roulette.
And one of the biggest questions now is we're wondering, do the two guys know each other? Is that what the big holdup is? And we only know the information that you provide to us when you send in these text messages to the Siding Unlimited text line.
That's it. We'll keep in contact with you. But one of the texters now has asked, I'm curious if this is some kind of bet. Go on a date with each. So could it be a bet between two dudes? Like, who's going to get the girl? Oh, I'm going to do it. No, I'm going to do it. So maybe it's some kind of bet. I don't know. Well, what? What are you welling over there?
I messaged this listener back.
Elizabeth is all about
it. They are listening. And I said, do they know each other?
Okay,
and
so you did ask that.
She responded with, no, they do not.
They don't.
So in that case, we've all decided you need to go out with both guys to get an idea if there's chemistry. But I think this message here that we received is a great way to wrap this up. Go out with both guys, guessing they don't know each other, which is true. Keep mental notes in your head and make an informed decision.
That's really good.
Check CCAP and Facebook too. Have fun. You wouldn't buy a car without researching.
Or test driving. We're going to have to stay in touch with this texter to find out what happens with these two guys.
Yes, I'm going to message them back.
Okay.
Thank you all for your messages and texts and calls this morning to help out this mixed listener with text roulette.